Hello everybody, this is Rick, and you're listening to the Q&A call for the AR Library. It is November the 19th, 2012. So for our first question today, in your experience, what could be some common reasons an unfaithful spouse is either totally unwilling to engage sexually with their hurt spouse or reduces the amount of times they initiate sex with their hurt spouse? It's an obvious concern for a hurt spouse, even if they themselves are ambivalent about what they want sexually from their unfaithful spouse. Well, actually, that's a great question. There are several reasons that could be for that. One, I think frequently the unfaithful spouse is concerned about initiating sexually and is really looking for the hurt spouse to kind of lead the way, only because they don't want to press themselves on the hurt spouse. That is obviously one reason. Another reason could potentially be if they were deeply involved with someone else, it could be a feeling of disloyal, and it takes a while as they disengage from their affair partner to be able to re-engage. A third reason can be almost a fear factor of the hurt spouse. Frequently, if there's been a lot of verbal abuse or anger or aggressiveness, the thought of being that vulnerable for the unfaithful spouse is difficult. And fourth, I would say potentially sexual anorexia. Sexual anorexia is kind of the opposite side of sexual addiction. If you're working with a sex addict, sometimes what will happen is they will begin to kind of stop the sexual behavior. They'll begin to constrict or restrict their sexual activity. It's almost like not only did they turn off the addictive sex, they turned off all sex, and that's called sexual anorexia, and it's a way they know they can stay safe. So with that little bit of information, maybe that'll help some and give you a little direction of how to go from there or questions to begin to ask. Now, for the second question, how can a hurt spouse gracefully set a boundary with their unfaithful spouse if they do not feel like being sexually intimate yet? How can a hurt spouse alleviate the fear and guilt they feel when they turn down their unfaithful spouse's request for sex? To me, good old communication would be a great start. Obviously, letting them know they're not ready to be sexually intimate yet is just fine. Tell them that it really creates too much of a trigger for them. And I know that there can be fear that if they turn their mate down, maybe they'll sit there and go and act out. Ask them if they will. Please be patient with them. Typically, most people who have been unfaithful, I find at least, will go slow and certainly can be understanding with why their mate is having a struggle. So I think just being very clear, and also I think if you can give them a time limit, could we just hold off on this for 90 days? Could we hold off on this for 45 days? And one other thing, remember there's always other things that a couple can do besides being sexual. Maybe the hurt spouse can also suggest that maybe they read something like The Gift of Sex together while they wait during that time period while they're trying to work through things. At least being able to talk about it, even if they're not being sexual, is a huge step forward. That's why reading something out loud to each other can be very helpful. Now for our next question. I'm having trouble navigating the field of being both the betrayed and the unfaithful spouse. Most recently, I am the betrayed. The date of discovery was 3 weeks ago. I'm in a situation where I feel no safety or commitment from him, even though we just came from EMS. I feel he definitely has one foot in the marriage and one out, and I want the marriage more than he does. My issue is transparency. I feel that we need to be open with everything and have nothing to hide so that we can trust each other. I have nothing to hide. I feel he has every right to check everything. I have to assure him that I'm not having an affair, and vice versa, until a time in the marriage where we're more secure. How will I know it is safe to be with him if he still acts secretive? He says that I'm trying to be controlling if I ask for transparency. I feel I have a right to ask. Am I supposed to blindly trust and try to work on the marriage when I feel no safety? Is it wrong for me to ask for transparency at this stage? How can I even begin to have trust if I'm not assured he's even in the marriage and committed? That is an incredibly difficult question. All I can say, that's a hard position to be in, and I would at least try to lead by example, showing him that you're willing to be transparent and open. And as you set that standard, hopefully he will follow in like kind. Probably if you ask him to be transparent, you'll find resistance. On the other hand, if you at least are leading the way and showing him what that looks like, eventually your openness and your vulnerability may be the thing that creates in him a willingness to start moving toward a deeper transparency with you. You don't want to push too hard if he's ambivalent. You would be better off just to give space, and hopefully over time he'll begin to realize what an incredible situation he has. I think just patience right now is going to be the main key. Because I do know it's very difficult when you're both. And some people, I think, are more gracious when they feel they've been betrayed. Others have more trouble forgiving. And you may have a situation where you're able to be more merciful than he is, and it may take him a longer period of time. Hopefully that can give you at least a little direction as you go forward. And our final question for today: what are some common reasons partners engage in fantasy with someone other than their spouse during sex with their spouse, even if they do want their spouse and not the person in their fantasy? How can that pattern be broken if it's been happening for many, many years and feels uncomfortable? Usually that sort of behavior stems from what I would call somebody's erotic pattern. If they find something else erotic, oftentimes they'll want to use fantasy to ultimately kind of increase sexual stimulation. That doesn't mean that they actually want the thing that they find erotic, but they will try to use fantasy in that situation. I would think that if it's another person of the same sex or whatever, that sometimes that can be really disturbing. If it's more like in a menage a trois, a threesome or something that they're fantasizing about, for whatever reason, that's something somebody's got in their erotic template. How can that pattern be broken if it's been happening for many years? I would say that first off, there has to be a discussion about the discomfort that comes along with that. It just needs to be a heart-to-heart discussion, letting them know that it's not arousing to them, it's not acceptable to them, and ultimately that person has to draw a boundary. Hopefully there can be enough communication between the two of them that they can come up with some way of at least having an understanding where it's not something that feels divisive, but both of them can feel really understood and loved in that situation. It is a difficult thing to talk about, but I think it begins by having conversations with one another. So that concludes our questions for today. I want to thank everybody for posting your questions, and we look forward to picking it up again next week. I hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving holiday. To healing.